Invite people to become children of God, September 5. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore the world does this not know us, because it did not know Him. NKJV. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that, when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And every man that hath this hope in Him purifieth himself, even as He is pure. In this scripture are portrayed Christian privileges that are comprehended by but comparatively few. Everyone should become familiar with the blessings that God has offered us in His Word. He has given us many assurances as to what He will do for us. And all that He has promised is made possible by Christ's sacrifice in our behalf. John the Baptist bore witness of the one through whom we may become sons and daughters of God. As many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Divine sonship is not something that we may gain of ourselves. Only to those who receive Christ as their Savior is given the power to become sons and daughters of God. Sinners cannot, by any power of their own, rid themselves of sin. For the accomplishment of this result, they must look to a higher power. John exclaimed, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Christ alone has power to cleanse the heart. He who is seeking for forgiveness and acceptance can say only, "Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling." But the promise of sonship is made to all who believe on His name. Everyone who comes to Jesus in faith will receive pardon. As soon as the penitent one looks to the Savior for help to turn from sin, the Holy Spirit begins His transforming work upon the heart. As many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. What an incentive to greater effort this should be to all who are trying to set the hope of the gospel before those who are still in the darkness of error.